Welcome to the Upstaging Gentlemen podcast. This is Michael with Play With Your Food Productions.
And Nathan with Legendary Productions. What's up?
So we're just getting into recording our second episode of the day here.
You know, it's I'm really excited about this, but nervous because we do theater, Mike. Yeah. And if we suck at this trivia thing, we're going to look really bad to our followers and cast members.
Oh, well, yeah. So tell them what that is.
Oh, yeah.
So sorry, John, our sound guy, he just had this idea that he was like, you know, hey, we should do some.
No, I was like, hey, we should do some.
I didn't want to do that impression, but I'm.
He's outside right now. So.
Okay, he's outside. Oh, he's back inside
now.
Hey,
John. We had this perfectly planned podcast, and John says, hey, you know what you guys should do? Do this like Broadway trivia thing. And we're like, okay, we'll just throw a wrench in and not do what we had planned. Honestly, we had nothing planned. So John's like, we should do that. We're like, that's a good idea, John. So we're going to do it. We'll have an impromptu. He's setting up his microphone right now. So this will be exciting. And just so you know, if we suck at this, we're still good at our jobs. That's my big fear, is if we suck at this, people will be like, you run theaters and you don't know crap about Broadway? I'm like, oh, crap. So at some point, you might hear keys on my computer tapping because I'm cheating. I wasn't going to tell you guys that, but I am going to tell you I might cheat.
So, well, I think that we know the shows that we do very well.
Yeah, I'm ready to do it. I'm excited.
So if we get a show that we've never heard of. We'll talk about something else first. But I'm going to say, I just saw Zach, the magician, pull up, who we...
Yeah, we're doing a special magic show tonight, kind of another impromptu thing. Zach's trying to get on cruise lines. He's been a guest on our podcast actually twice, I believe, or maybe once. But
at least once for sure.
Yeah, so...
Yeah, you check that episode out, Zach the Magician. That's an interesting one.
It's actually really good and about chasing your dreams in different kind of avenue. But he has to use our theater space to record. He has to record 45 minutes straight of a magic show so he could present it to the crews. He has a broken up one what's edited, mm-hmm. but part of their criteria is you have to do 45 minutes straight. So he's here. We just sent out a bunch of posts saying, come to a free magic show and just to come be a part of the recording and get a free magic comedy show, which he's legit. If you want Zachary Michael, check him out. Zach Michael, the magician, just check him out. He does events, corporate events. He just did something for Morongo. He's done stuff for Disney, all over the place. He's done stuff for Legendary. I did that one last on purpose. But yeah, and we actually have a fundraiser coming up for a foster kid camp thing, which is really cool. So yeah.
Well, you know what's cool about that podcast episode was he just sat in here and, you know, for anybody who is wanting to like maybe get into magic or is just starting off, he really takes them back and talks about, you know, how it was to start off. Like, how did you learn your first trick? Or how did you, when you were getting your show put together, how did you decide what tricks you wanted to use for your show? And how do you know where to go to buy these tricks? And who will, you know, teach you the tricks? And he really lets people kind of, you know, inside right there with his experience.
And something that's cool about that, but also kind of made me a little sad about it, but it was encouraging sad. But that's when he said, I never heard this, but he said that was one of the main reasons that he like started doing it like professionally and chasing that dream. And I think that has nothing to do with me, but my point is to the fact that encourage each other, lift each other up. When people are like wondering what they should do creatively, what avenues they should go, just encourage and lift them up and give some good advice. And it's okay sometimes to be like, hey, I think that's would be rough. It's okay to say that, but I think it's good to encourage people. So, yeah.
Anyway. I don't know why it would shock you that he would say that. Like, I feel the same way.
What? Thanks. Oh, God. I'm getting emotional. Let's go.
Don't get emotional. I'm being completely sarcastic. You have nothing to do with my success.
Okay, good.
All right.
Now I feel better about my life.
Activate this mic. So we actually have to cut.
Oh, we got to cut.
You can't just plug it in?
It's in. I can't.
You have to reset.
Is it in?
Okay, so we're going to cut out and we're going to come right back.
It's all
right.
Back. I think I'm on this. Is this thing on?
Is it on, John? Do you hear yourself?
Well, I'm going to hear in a moment. Okay, there we go.
All right, check John is live. Two. We had to cut out for a second and go in and out.
I didn't expect my voice to be heard on the podcast today.
And yes, if anyone's listening, if you haven't listened to John's podcast or his visits on our podcast, He also has YouTube channels. John, tell them about your stuff real quick.
Oh,
where they could find out your comedy, your magic,
oh,
or
just
stuff
go to John Gaminiak. Just John J-O-H-N Gaminiak, G-U-M-I-N-I-A-K. Search on YouTube, you'll see my silly videos.
Dude, they're hilarious. Funny times. And he's also our sound dude, but also he's just a creative genius, as I said a little bit earlier.
How did John end up as our sound guy?
He's like, who you had before was crap. I want to make it better.
That is exactly what happened.
No, he was... I don't know.
It
just happened, and I love that it's time we get to hang out, so it's kind of a nice little trio. He's kind of a reoccurring guest. I don't know, he's starting to become one of the stars, so it's all good.
That's anyway. One of those things that happens. Yeah, that was exactly... You know, your sound in your first couple episodes, this kind of sucked. It's almost like volunteering.
He's like, I could do some research on how to make it better. Well, lo and behold, we sound a lot better.
And here we are, going in and out.
All right,
so what is this? Yeah. We'll do some Broadway trivia or what?
Oh, okay, so did you explain that?
We told them what we're going to do, but we're not sure what that looks like or whatever.
So here we go. How's it going to work? Do you want me to ask?
Ask a question, and then Mike and I will try to...
To who gets it first, or do I direct it to one of you?
No, we're probably going to have to work through this.
We're going to work it as a team. We're going to work it as a team.
Do we, or is this multiple choice?
No, I think it's just an answer.
It's 50-50 chance.
All right, so is just
some good
off...
opinion questions would be excellent.
Hey, real quick, just to reiterate, if we suck at this, we're still good at our jobs, FYI. All right, good.
If we suck at this, maybe this episode should not air.
That's true. No one has to hear this. That's true. John, if we suck, you have to...
No one has to hear
this. Just edit it out and go, welcome to our podcast. Thanks for joining us on...
And we'll catch you next time.
That's fine. Yeah, right,
you just have the opening song right into the end.
Yep.
Okay. This is just something I looked up online. 38 Broadway trivia questions ranked from easiest to hardest.
Okay.
I don't know if I'll do every one or how long you want to do this for, but I'll skip around.
We'll just go for it.
Number one, a deal is made to make Washington, D.C., the nation's new capital, in The Room Where It Happens, a song in what smash hit Broadway musical?
Hamilton.
He's got it.
Good. Yeah.
Right. Hamilton.
That was the easy one, right?
These start easy.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I just think, The Room Where It Happened. That's like the iconic song right there.
Yeah. Okay, going on, next question.
This is the room where we happen, though.
Yeah.
It's true. And where Abraham Lincoln got shot, that's the room where that happened.
That's the room where that happened. And the room where Zach Michael is setting up for his magic show, that's the room where that's happening
now. That's going to happen.
Yeah.
That's true. All right, next question.
All right. One of Broadway's longest-running musicals, what Jonathan Larson show with a four-letter title?
Rent.
He's got it already.
That's what I said.
Rent. Which one did?
So I guess
I said Rent, but I was very quiet.
We'll go with who answers first. So I guess that's two for Mike.
What?
Okay. No, I'm working with Nathan.
I said that.
The time is going to come up where I'm not going to know one of these.
Then I'll guess it right.
And then we'll...
Okay. Yeah, I know this from the first thing I'm going to say. You must know it too. So
please,
just say
God,
it when you
know
it. Ready? You're the One That I Want was a 2007 reality competition show to cast the lead roles of Danny and Sandy in a Broadway musical revival. What musical's one-word title is it?
Grease.
Grease!
Yeah.
Got it. I said it first. I was taking a breath.
Take a big breath.
Grease.
You know, the first time I saw that, Grease, was... in a movie theater at a sing-along. And they literally, I don't know how many years ago this was. It was quite a few years back. But I went into it, and, you know, they had the words up on the screen. And it was cool. Like, the whole audience was into it, singing along. And
cool.
I was like, this is real. Yeah, I didn't know the music or whatever, but I picked up on it, you know, pretty quickly. But I remember that last song, "You're the one that I want, you are the one I want." And everybody's doing that part at the end. Such fun memories.
Yes.
All right. Yes.
Named for a major Midwestern city, what long-running Broadway musical features songs like All That Jazz.
Chicago.
Cell, there it is. Cell Block Tango.
Oh, Chicago.
Mr. Cellophane. Coulda or shoulda been my name. Yeah. Chicago.
Yes, I got that one.
You did not get that one. What are you talking about?
I said it first.
We got the. I said it first.
I thought we were a team, Mike. Come on.
We are a team. Because this is the room where the team is happening.
Yes, this is where it happens.
This is where it happens. Oh, this is where some things that happen shouldn't happen.
We should give them, like, before anyway. We answer, we should, like, wait a pause to see if our listeners can get it, too.
Okay. They just go. Why don't we do that?
And then Michael whispered me the title so we both get it at the same time. Okay,
we'll
sounds good.
We'll give the listeners a...
All right, let's do it.
What classic Broadway musical adapted for film in 1961 and again in 2021 features... Warring New York City
Gods. Ah, dude.
Okay, so audience members,
Jets and the
those
Sharks.
Those listening, what do you think it is?
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
Yeah. Take a guess.
You were wrong. It was?
It's West Side Story.
Yes. Mike's mic was off. No one heard that.
God. All right. Got a little excited over that one. Yep.
You got it before he even gave a lot of information.
Well, he said the 2 years, the 61 and... 2001.
You knew that from that?
Yeah.
God. I gotta read more.
All right.
Well, I didn't read. I watched the movies.
Oh, okay.
I gotta read.
I guess I should watch more movies.
You just watch the movie.
Okay, fair.
You know what I miss doing, though? When we set the... Projector, we should watch another movie up there.
I'm down for that.
We need a movie night.
I need to watch Star Wars since I've never seen any of them.
You've never seen the original?
Not one. Not any of them.
Wow.
So I need to sit down and watch that, probably.
Okay.
Okay, next question.
Referring to then-future president John Adams, the songs Sit Down,
1776.
John. 1776. He's already... Should I continue?
That's no, it. You're good. He already answered. Okay.
Sit down, John. Sit down, John. Yep. For God's sake. John, sit down.
I am seated. Oh, yeah. All right. What classic Leonard Bernstein Broadway musical re-envisioned Shakespeare's Romeo and Juliet in the world of white and Puerto Rican gangs fighting in
New York City?
I
thought we already answered this one.
That's my sad story.
It's again. It's some of these have the same.
Hey, no, I'm okay with that because I got it right.
Some of these have the same ones. So let's see. I'll skip the ones like here's another Hamilton.
Hey, what's Zach bringing in?
It's a slushy machine.
A slushy machine.
Yeah, what is that?
He does like party rental stuff. He has like a cotton candy machine, ice cream, Dole Whip machine.
I'll see.
He rents a lot of things.
Why is he bringing in a slushy machine for the magic show?
Well, it's part of the magic.
Is it part of the magic?
When you walk in, you get a slushie.
What?
Really?
Are you coming?
Maybe.
If there's slushies.
If there's slushies.
No, there's no slushies.
No, he's selling it. Or renting.
So he's going to sell it at the door?
No, he's selling it to the whole machine, I think.
No, oh, okay.
How much is he selling? I want a slushie machine.
You
want
to buy it? He's really selling it.
Oh, I wonder how much it is.
I don't know.
That just seems like one of those cool things you'd have set up in the living room.
He has two of them. They're epic. He uses them at the theater.
I think I need that in my life, actually. I need a slushie.
Okay, I think he would sell it.
I don't know. I'm going to have to talk to him about that.
He's actually selling them right now? He's got slushies.
No, he's selling the machine.
Oh, the machine.
Yeah.
Oh. I can see Mike buying that one. Okay. Here we go.
Let's do it.
Harold Hill sings...
Music Man. Where you at, Busta?
Yeah.
Where you at, Mike?
I'm right here in River City.
Yes, sir, right here.
We've got trouble.
Okay, no. Sorry, your audience. You guys have to be faster than us.
You should have been faster.
It's not our fault.
Okay. I'm just... Some of these...
20, I have one.
Have multiple answers. I mean, they have the same answer. So okay. I'm just trying to skip around.
That's all right. Just do your best. This is fun.
With over 10,000 performances... Anyone? Okay. What spooky performance?
Family Opera.
You got it. Phantom of the Opera. The longest running show in Broadway history.
Yes.
Wow.
And oh, wow. You know, I have a theory why it went off the air. Or why it went off of Broadway.
Off the air.
Off the air, sorry. It's okay. Why it went off Broadway. Because once a show is kind of released, the director can't really re-envision or change it. That's out of the contract. That's not the show they contracted to do. So I have a feeling they're going to go off for about a year, revamp it, kind of change some things, like update it, and they're going to bring it back to Broadway. That's my goal. And on our podcast, I'll be like, I was right.
Well, so,
prediction.
I've been watching the interviews with Andrew Lloyd Webber.
Uh-huh.
And what he was saying about, you can go back and, like, you know, watch all these interviews and stuff. It's pretty interesting. But he was saying, you know, when they shut it down, he did pledge to bring it back.
Oh, he did?
Yeah. And he pledged to bring it back with the original Hal Prince direction and everything. But what he was saying was that because that show had been running for so long, they hadn't gotten to upgrade anything.
Yeah, all the tech and just even costumes.
Yeah, he said all the tech was the exact same thing of what it, you know, like, as it was when they started. So it's like, we really need to get in here, like, tear everything out, rebuild everything, restructure everything, and then we'll bring it back. But he did pledge it's going to be, you know, the same thing that the audience loves.
Good. I'm glad I'm a genius, but that's so cool.
But, you know, here's an interesting fact, though.
What?
Because I was just reading this. My daughter got cast in... She got cast as Dorothy in The Wizard of Oz.
Slay! Nice.
And so I was reading a little bit on The Wizard of Oz. Do you know what year that opened on Broadway?
The Wizard of Oz?
Yeah.
No.
I believe it was 1903, I think.
What?
Wow.
And
to be honest, I didn't know it was on Broadway.
And the crazy thing, the reason that it made me think of it is because it opened in the Majestic Theater, which is where Phantom of the Opera is then, you know, was playing will probably return to. And I saw Phantom of the Opera in the Majestic Theater, but, like, I don't know. You just go into those Broadway theaters and think, like, man, the shows that were here, the actors that were here.
The history, the people that graced that area.
Yeah, so, I mean, like, can you believe, like, you know, one of the first times people were here in Somewhere Over the Rainbow would have been in the Majestic Theater.
That does not make sense. Yeah. That's so cool.
And just, like, man, and the actors that, the original actors did that. And then it was, you know, like, a couple decades later that it was made into the movie, but it was...
So, yeah, I never knew that was a Broadway show.
I didn't think
movie.
I knew that.
I thought it was just a movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I just got educated. Wow.
The next question was, the answer is Phantom of the Opera, but it had what Mike was saying. It said April 16th, 2023, after 35 years and almost 14,000 performances, the music of the night will finally stop at the Majestic Theater.
Yeah, and that's cool it's coming back. I had a gut feeling that's what they were doing, revamping it.
I hope that it will because, like, you know, when I was there last October, and I saw the Majestic Theater, and it's just the lights are off. It's just like, you know, there's nothing on the marquee. There's no picture.
It.
Yeah, it's so sad to see like the Majestic Theater and there's nothing there. Whereas just, you know, a couple of years ago, I got my picture in front of it and I was seeing the Phantom that night. I was so excited, like, yeah. And
so it's not very majestic right now.
It's sad right now. It needs to have life brought back into it.
Mm.
You ready for the next one?
Ready.
They're supposed to begin harder as we go, so here we go. All right. Running on Broadway from 2005 to 2017, what musical tells the story of Frankie Valli?
Jersey Boys.
There we go.
I almost said the Four Seasons.
Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons and features songs like Sherry.
No, I didn't have the title.
And Big Girls Don't Cry. Yeah. Sherry, that's
cry.
Right in my
that's
singing
a,
range.
That's a myth.
Yeah, John, you don't even. How come you didn't get cast in that?
I don't know. I'm just born to sing that one. All right, the smash Broadway hit Hamilton is staged in a theater.
Oh, sorry.
Named for what legendary songwriting partner of Oscar Hammerstein?
Rogers.
Got the full name. It is Rogers' last name. Full name? We'll give it to you for Rogers, because it's Rogers and Hammerstein.
I think.
Oscar Hammerstein and...
Smith?
No, Richard Rogers.
That's it. Richard Rogers.
Hey, sexy Nathan, you got it.
All right. Good. I'm peeling through.
I got nervous on that one.
The rain...
Oh. In Spain.
Look. I think someone's going to get this right now.
You know where you got it?
The rain?
It was because of Dick Rogers.
Dick Rogers.
Yeah. You're not going to miss that one.
Nope. The rain in Spain stays mainly
My
in
Fair
the
Lady.
Plain. That's the answer, is the famous lyric. Yeah. My Fair Lady.
Marbles in her mouth.
Did you ever consider, do you ever do that here?
I would do that here at some point.
Oh, so you haven't?
I have not done that.
Oh,
yet,
done that.
But I would do that.
Hey, we were worried about these, and between the two of us, we haven't missed any. Have
honestly,
we?
I'm no. tearing up about it. I feel like we're boss mode right now.
Yeah. Well, let's see if we could stump you at some point. There's No Business Like
Show Business Like No Business
is a song written by Irving Berlin for what classic Broadway musical? There it is, Sharpshooter, Annie Oakley.
I remember seeing an outdoor version of that, like on.
That would be awesome to do outside.
Yeah, it had live horses. Had like it was sick. It was cool.
Like a Western town.
Sick. That was a cool show.
We should do that here at the theater. Build like a Western town in here.
And that is a good song. No Business Like Show Business. That's a good catchy. Irving Berlin was.
His lyrics were legit, catchy
stuff.
All right. All featuring in the new Broadway jukebox musical and Juliet, the songs Stronger, Overprotected, and Baby One More Time were all originally performed by which Britney pop star? Spears. Yep, an icon of the 1990s, Britney Spears.
I didn't know that one. How did you know that
I didn't know that either.
What do you mean you didn't know that one?
You want to know the truth? Kaylin's sitting in the other room. And she looked at me and said, Britney Spears? So I just yelled it.
Okay.
Yeah, so we cheated. But I was like, wait, hit me baby one more time.
Well, I would have known that.
I knew that.
I remember that.
That's why I knew it. But then when she said it, I was like, oh, yeah, but I forgot there was a musical about it. I didn't know it was Broadway.
I didn't know there was a musical about it.
Okay, here we go. I'm skipping some that have the same answers before. There was another Phantom of the Opera.
Skip Britney because we didn't know that one.
We didn't know that one.
If it has a new answer,
okay.
I'm doing those. Okay. What 1959 Broadway musical is based on the Hans Christian Andersen fairy tale, The Princess and the Pea?
Once Upon a Mattress?
Yeah. He pulled it out.
And the princess is a delicate thing, delicate and dainty as a dragonfly's wing. You may recognize a lady by her elegant air.
Take it, Nathan.
A genuine princess is exceedingly rare.
Hey. Okay. I probably would say the answer to this in the first few words.
Okay. So, okay. Don't put pressure on us, John.
After seeing her on Broadway, Walt Disney wanted to cast Julie Andrews in his next live-action film.
Sound of Music?
Not only was it Andrews' first movie.
Mary Poppins.
There you go. But she went on to get her first Academy Award nomination. Yep. Mary Poppins.
Dick Van Dyke has an autobiography, and he was talking about his experience in Mary Poppins. That was really interesting. Like, did you know to play the second part in there? You would think like they would pay him.
Mm-hmm.
He wanted to play that part so bad. Walt Disney said he could do it, but Dick Van Dyke would have to make a donation to the Disney company.
Seriously?
So, yeah, and he wanted to play it so bad he did. So
I would too. Honestly, so
he
be cool.
Was like, I thought that was funny. He's like, man, Walt was like so good. He actually
got me to pay
him to go work for him in his movie.
Honestly, that's legit though. That's
a good biography, autobiography. All right, what else we got?
All right, here we go. Although John Williams, one of my favorite composers. Although John Williams is known for writing original film scores, he also won an Oscar for adapting the score in the 1971 film version of what Broadway musical that's set in, and I don't know if I can pronounce this, Shettetl? S-H-T-E-T-L? Shettle? I'm not pronouncing that right.
If you can't pronounce it correctly, I'm not going to.
It is. Did you look it up?
Yeah.
Did you look it up?
No, I actually didn't know. I actually didn't know that it was.
How do you say that?
I don't know. It's that. Jewish. I don't know. I think it's Jewish.
But I didn't know
that John Williams had a
1971 Oscar. Yeah.
I didn't think he did all the music for it. I think he just
adapted the score for the film version.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that actually.
All right. All right, without a U, it's a tree of the willow family. With a U in the middle, it's a song sung by Glinda in the Broadway show Wicked. What are the two words?
Am I high?
I don't even understand the question.
Read it again.
Okay. So
I thought I smoked some pot. I'm like, what? No, we're not hotboxing.
Okay, picture two words.
Two words.
Okay, they're spelled pretty much the same. Do you picture them?
Yes.
One is has a U in it, one does not. So picture that and I'll read it again. So without a U, it's a tree of the willow family. But with the U back in the middle, it's a song sung by Glinda in the Broadway show Wicked.
Popular?
That's one of the words. And now remove the U.
Poplar.
Yeah.
That's a stupid question.
Who the heck cussed up that question? I would say, what the?
Beep.
Poplar. Hey, Nathan, let's take out the U and let's talk about the willow tree.
Take the U away and make you and me.
You know, this is the room where, what's happening in the room, the stupid riddles are
being.
That
was a hard one. Yeah. But you got it, Pop. I just knew that title, that's all. Okay.
Inspired by Alanis Morissette's 1995 album of the same name, what Broadway show closed on December 17, 2021 after winning both two Tony Awards and the 2021 Grammy for Best Musical Theater Album?
What'd you say?
Jagged Little Pill.
I remember when that came out.
Never heard of that, by the way.
I've never heard of that.
No? Jagged Little... You've never heard of Alanis' album?
No. Oh. I mean, I listened to a song maybe on VHS when I was younger, but...
I remember liking quite a few songs off that.
Oh, dude. Thank you, Kaylin, John. Mike and I sucked on that one. I thought you said Jagged in the... or Jack in the Middle. I was like, Jack in the Middle.
That had the whole, one hand in my pocket. You know, those. And,
what was it doing?
And what was the other one? And isn't it ironic...
I do know that one.
Don't you think? Which none of those are ironies. That was the joke about it. Yeah, ironic. Played by Frank Sinatra in a film version, Nathan Detroit.
Ooh, guys and dolls.
Is it? Yep, gambling boss. There you go. Luck be a lady.
Luck be a lady.
Tonight.
Bum, bum.
I think we've got like two more minutes left. So
two more. Okay, we can do one more question.
Oh,
Let's do two more questions.
You got to get rolling.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Got to go see a show.
All right.
And a birthday.
Two more. What's happening?
I don't know. Go ahead.
2012 Adam Shankman movie adaptation of an 80s themed Broadway musical about an aspiring singer falling in love with a bar employee. Wow. Shares its name with what 1983 Def Leppard song where the titular period is still rolling? What?
Okay, say titular again.
I don't know.
Dude, say that again. Say one more time.
Titular?
No, you said titular.
You said titular.
I don't say these words. I can't read.
Is it Footloose?
What?
Is it Footloose?
I don't know. I got distracted to titular.
By titular. What's a titular? I'm Googling that right now, actually.
Nobody?
Titular.
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 Yes.
Titular. I'm learning to read and speak.
Oh, wow. We're in trouble. Okay. So what is it? Footloose?
Rock of Ages.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. One more question. We should end on a high note.
Okay.
Titular.
Okay. Here's one.
I couldn't even focus on the question. What's that work? It's just distracting.
I know, titular.
That was a dirty trick to distract us.
That was.
That was the one we got wrong.
That was, man.
Okay, here we go.
Okay.
Now located at 315 West 44th Street, what legendary Avian New York City Jazz Club opened in its first incarnation in December 1949 on Broadway near 52nd Street. I would know this being a jazz man.
I'm glad one of us does.
Famous jazz club.
Okay.
What comes to your mind? New York City, famous jazz club.
No club. Do you know, Mike?
I've never been to a famous jazz club in New York City. The closest I've come was the Blues Kitchen down at Disneyland.
That's pretty jazzy.
That's pretty jazzy.
All right, John, finish us out with the answer.
Birdland.
Okay. Oh, of course. Oh, oh it dude. Was on the tip of my tongue.
It was nowhere near my
Birdland.
Mouth.
Birdland. Do you want me to ask one more that you sure, might know? Sure, one more.
Birdland. How did you know Birdland? Okay,
he's a jazz fan.
Oh, yeah. Charlie Parker? Charlie Bird Parker?
Yeah, but yeah. Okay. Well, oh, and Charlie Bird Parker. Okay.
Charlie Parker.
I was about to say yeah. Blue Eyes.
But have you ever been there?
It's a club.
I would love to. No, never been. I would love okay, to.
But why do you know that, though?
Oh, because I'm a jazz guy, and that's Birdland. Recordings, jazz recordings are done there.
If you say Weird Al, I might have known.
Yeah.
All right, last question.
Yeah. All right, I'm trying to pick one I know you would know.
Honestly, while John's trying to pick it, he really is a fantastic jazz musician.
John?
Oh, thank you. Yeah.
He's just honestly just good sit at down
anything.
And pisses me off. He's good at everything. Magic, comedy, jazz, drums, everything.
And here he is. And here he is doing the sound.
Sound, apparently.
Here he is doing the sound.
A host for a okay. trivia game.
Sound very ready? Well. Now I'm the host. I went from comedy to host. It's like, I'm like Drew Carey.
You're better.
With songs like One and What I Did for Love.
Chorus line.
There he goes. He's got a chorus line.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I missed the
All right. Is that
Mike,
good?
Say chorus line. Mike and I got it right.
Got it right.
Yep. Sweet. Awesome. That was fun, sexy. I'm really smart in our business. That's good.
So what we need to do then is we missed the Britney Spears one.
And jazz.
We missed
and Rock of Ages.
Alanis Morissette. So there's four we got to study up on.
Our titular.
We're going to study up on lots of titular things.
Yes. What? Yeah. You know what that means?
Yes.
Oh, I hate you. Okay, whatever. I'm actually serious, but whatever. Yeah, we're going to study up a lot of things and come back. Also, reach out to us on our Facebook or our webpage and tell us questions. Let's have some topical discussions, and maybe we'll get a guest on for our next podcast. Bring someone
up. Hit us up on the website, theupstagingentleman.com. Send us an email. And once again, a special shout-out to our listeners in Germany.
Yes, and thank you, John.
I love it. They're one of the first people to listen to the episodes. As soon as we release it,
I don't get it.
Bam, they pop up. They listen far before anybody in America.
Well, Kaylin, John, thanks for your input and hosting us, John.
Yeah.
You guys are awesome. We'll see you next time on
the Upstage and Gentlemen podcast.
Later.
Bye, guys.